woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Bit of a cool morning, but it's going to be gorgeous this afternoon. 22 and sunny.
Yeah, baby.
Not like the oppressive heat, just hot enough where you're like, I'm going to have to take this sweater off and show some skin.
Cool down.
That's right. I'm going to have to show off my farmer's tan if you're lucky.
Let's see it. Right now, let's see it.
You're going to hear a ghost in a couple songs, plus your double shot of summer artist. We're going to give you that artist that, you know, you plays back to back and it gives you $200 instantly. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
What strange celebrity product do you own? I was in Winners yesterday and I stumbled across Ellen DeGeneres dog poo bags.
Ugh.
And
I didn't know she made them.
I didn't either, but I bought them all. And now I feel like yelling at insubordinates. Allegedly.
You can yell at your dog in public.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Jax, what about you?
I just want to give a shout out to Ontario as a whole because the COVID-19 cases are the lowest we've had them in 10 months.
Woo!
Almost. Yay! Look at us go. Just a month ago, we believed nothing ever good would ever happen again. And now things are happening.
It's crazy how vaccines work, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get 5 texts after this saying vaccines don't work,
don't
though,
trust
guys.
Them. Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, what about you? What's up?
One thing I'm like low-key excited about is Netflix is producing a series on Spotify. It's going to be a 6-part drama on the creation of Spotify.
Oh, cool.
And I feel like this might be the next, like, you remember the Facebook movie?
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be the next kind of evolution of that.
The guy who runs Spotify, who's has made headlines several times, and I think he's actually quite fascinating. And I think probably after this series, he'll have much more of a public spotlight on him the way Mark Zuckerberg did. Because Mark Zuckerberg was just a guy. It was like, everybody was like, ah, he's just a college kid.
Yeah,
and then
that
Facebook movie came out and everybody was like,
he's a monster.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a release date yet, but I'm very excited.
I'm not saying the Spotify guy is a monster. I'm just saying he's an interesting guy. He's got interesting views on the future of the music business.
No, we're just saying that Mark Zuckerberg's a monster.
Oh, okay, that's what you're saying.
I'm just
over here. He's trying to run a radio show. I don't know, guys. He likes to smoke meats and
he loves
look at your Instagram
meats. That's
DMs.
The greatest video on the internet is Mark Zuckerberg smoking meat.
Now, if you have not heard it yet, guys, what would you say about Ghosted yesterday? That you're gonna play for you in a couple songs.
It's,
bit of a mess.
It's tricky. I would leave it at that.
Tricky?
Yeah.
Jesse, would you use tricky to describe Heather?
No, I'm clearly on Heather's side.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
No, he's just 100%. Trying to stir it out.
100% Heather. Yeah. Team Heather.
Get to that. 7:08. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Yorkdale Mall for its 50 years because it's over. It's now Club Yorkdale.
What does this mean?
Okay, so first off, let me just say, Yorkdale Mall is absolutely not over.
Do you understand the mass panic you almost
got? I know. No, Yorkdale Mall is still going to be Yorkdale Mall when it's allowed to be Yorkdale Mall again. Because as you know, we're not allowed to open malls yet. So, what's Yorkdale Mall going to do about that? Well, they've created something called Club Yorkdale, which is an outdoor patio for the mall's restaurants. And I think this is really cool. Square One did the same thing. And Scarborough Town Center is going to do the same thing. By the way, shout out Scarborough Town Center. Many a teen night spent there.
Are you from Scarborough?
Yeah, a little bit.
Love
so
Scarborough.
So each patio will accommodate up to 100 diners at tables of 4. And seating is available first come, first serve. And on-site hosts will be able to manage capacity and notify parties and virtual lineups when tables are available. So you go.
Yeah.
And let's say, because like, let's be honest. You know, there's a couple restaurants I know in my neighborhood that Lawyer Bay and I were looking at going to, and it's first come, first serve. So our thought was, okay, so let's go to the restaurant, book in that we want to be there. And whether it takes half an hour, 20 minutes, or a full hour to get a table at the restaurant, we'll go for a walk.
Yeah, just bob around.
Yorkdale, you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
And you can walk around the parking lot. And basically, they've got this new outdoor space. It's open from 11 to 8. And it's enormous because everything at Yorkdale Mall is enormous.
8 p.m.
Everything 8 p.m. in this city, though, is slowly but surely becoming a patio, isn't it? Everything has a patio.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to bring producer Jesse on for this, too, because you and him were talking about this morning.
Yeah.
Sugo, which is just down the street from us, a great restaurant, But it is literally the sidewalk,
yeah,
right?
It's,
the patio?
Yeah,
up on Bloor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Bloor.
Bloor and Dufferin. They took their outside sidewalk and just put tables there. So you're literally walking down the street in between people's dinner. And it's a little awkward.
Yeah, because there's no space for it. But they, you know, with the open table or the open street CO, they're allowed to do that. But it's so bizarre. And a lot of restaurants, especially up on Bloor and in the West mm-hmm. End, are doing that. It's weird.
What's wild, too, is it's only going to get even more aggressive because some restaurants couldn't open up right away.
Right.
So some are going to be opening up as the weeks go on, and it's going to get even busier on the sidewalk, and I'm here for it.
Well, so, okay, so when they do that, do they have that little, like, spot where you can walk around, like, with bike lanes?
No, it's literally the sidewalk and then a table, and you're walking in between their tables.
Cafe T.O. is so extreme.
Yeah, I love it. And if you walk around, you can hit by a bike.
Yeah.
So bad.
And then they yell at you.
Yeah.
They ring the bell. That space because that's the bike lane. They can't put the tables there.
Yeah. You know what?
Wow.
I will give Sugo any of my money.
Screw your walking. We got to keep the bikes going. Like, is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I understand the need for the bike lanes, but we got to walk, too, right?
Yeah.
No? Now, so have you walked through? Have you
done it? Yes, I've walked through.
So people are eating. I'm sorry. This is just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
So people are walking. People are eating. You're walking through. Yes. And you're... How close are you to the table?
Like, it's like close. I could reach out my hand and grab a handful of pasta.
Yeah, grab a meatball.
Like yeah, that's where it is.
No way. Yeah.
But have you ever had Sugo?
Oh, yeah.
I would walk. I would eat on the roof.
That's, well, like, that's what I'm concerned
so
about, though, is that if I'm eating Sugo, somebody walking by is going to take it because it is that good.
It's so
I would
good.
Just, ooh, yeah, just walk by and grab a handful.
No.
It's COVID. Who's going to chase you down?
No.
It's
but
the perfect victimless crime.
It's a lawless city now, isn't it?
It is. Anyway, so good luck out there. It's going to be crazy. And shout out Yorkdale Mall because it's nice to see some sort of reopening
Club
up there.
Club Yorkdale.
Yeah, I love it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto was just ranked the second best city in all of Canada to enjoy nature.
Really?
Yeah, take that, Edmonton. The study analyzed the amount of natural green areas, community gardens, dog parks, walking trails, and air quality across 20 cities in the country. And according to the study, Toronto has the most walking trails, with 75 equaling 496 kilometers. On top of that, the city also comes in third for the highest number of dog parks.
Okay. Yay.
That doesn't actually surprise me. There is a lot of hidden trails that people...
Yep.
You have to ask, like, locals.
Yeah, a little sneaky. Yeah. Sneaky trails.
Ottawa, by the way, came in at number one. Toronto at number two. Whitehorse at three. Calgary at four. And Iqaluit, at five. The Tokyo Olympic organizers are going to supply 150,000 condoms to athletes, but are also urging social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they are telling the athletes to take them home rather than use them in the Olympic Village, where social distancing rules and coronavirus measures are top priority. I guess it's even gone to the point where normally when they eat at the Olympics, it's all one big, essentially a dining hall. But now they want you to eat alone. So they're telling everyone, don't have sex with each other and eat alone.
Don't even look
at somebody
else. Sounds
like a fun experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
That's the whole thing about going to the Olympics is you're a bunch of world-class athletes having a really good time.
Yeah,
and
that because they've earned that.
Yes, they've earned it.
I've worked my entire life not to look at anybody in the dining hall. No, thank you.
Exactly.
No.
There's a new trend out there, which I'm sure Jax is going to be pumped about. Planning pregnancies around your child's zodiac sign.
Oh, my God.
A new poll found only 5% of baby boomers did it, but 31% of millennials and 25% of Gen Zers said it's something they might do when they have kids. The most popular signs to pick are Scorpios, Aquariums, and four Tauruses, which I always thought was a car. The poll also looked at people most likely to believe in astrology. So if you are a Taurus, Gemini, or Aquarius, you're more likely to believe in it. And if you're a Lion, a Capri Sun, or a Scorpion, you are most likely to think it's nonsense.
Was it hard for you to make up those witty names?
I wrote them down.
Did you?
I wrote them down so I wouldn't forget.
Oh, you actually did?
Yeah, I did.
Cool, funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I stand by that. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I mean, I think we can work on that for the next time.
Why? You didn't like them?
I think...
Do you have any suggestions?
My suggestion is have your child, and your child will be great under whatever sun they're born under.
Just
know
they're Gemini.
Yeah, yeah.
You're an Aries. You would say that.
My kid's a... I think she's a Gemini. That's the one nobody wants to be or something like that.
Like,
oh,
trouble.
There's good Geminis.
Okay, well... she seems okay to me.
She's two also. So.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So let's talk about the COVID vaccine. And you know, I have to tell you, when I signed up to work here at Virgin Radio, I thought vaccines, that'll be a hot topic. But here we are, 17 months into a pandemic. And it's interesting, John Tory tweeted last night, that would be the mayor, that the city is adding 30,000 appointments using Moderna vaccines to the clinics, which is good because I'm a Moderna boy, because the second dose appointments have been so in demand. So 5 minutes ago, the appointments opened, and you can go to toronto.ca for that, or you can call their phone number. Just check it out on Twitter. I'm not going to repeat the phone number back to you because you'll never remember it anyway.
No, say the hotline
no,
number.
No, I'm not going to do that. Now, I do want to say this, and this is really, really good news. Canada is now leading the world in first doses in the COVID vaccine.
Incredible.
Wow. Take that, everybody else.
74% of eligible Canadians have received at least one dose. Canada's population is 38 million, so more than 29 million doses have been administered, which is pretty cool. And if I've got my numbers right, countrywide yesterday, we had about 1,500 new cases. Countrywide. There were times here, by the way, in this province where we had, what, 3,000 a day?
Almost four, yeah.
And that was 8 weeks ago?
Yeah, not that long ago at all.
So the vaccine thing's working.
And you also have to factor in, too, like, they say that the big jumps come after big events. So, like, after May 2-4.
Right.
Or after really nice weather.
And we haven't seen those jumps.
Haven't seen that.
Because of vaccinations.
Yeah. So in Ontario, obviously, we're all under the same framework. But Toronto, I believe, has got over 20% of the population now fully vaxxed, like double dosed, which is kind of cool. And as part of that, it means we're going to be moving into step two, where 70% of Ontarians have to have had one. 20% have to have had two.
Yeah.
Which is great. Now, the majority of us are in the GTA. Yeah. So that's good that we're closing in on it, but we're not quite there yet. But what's interesting with step two is we're going to have maximums now when we get there. 25 people outdoors, 5 indoors, which is kind of nice.
I'm sorry, we can sit under a roof together?
Yes. Yeah. And that's up from obviously 10 outdoors right now. And we're not allowed to have indoor visits. Mm. Both essential and non-essential retail stores will be able to let more customers in. 50% of listed capacity for essential, up to 25% for non-essential, which is now 15%, which is kind of good.
I'm still losing it on the 5 people inside. This is the next step that we get to. Yeah.
The next step, the next thing. So as soon as the rest of Ontario kind of catches up with Toronto, and rightfully so, they're kind of trying to get things done here a little bit faster because there's more of us and there's more chance for the virus to spread a lot easier, right? Yep. It's a lot of people back together. The other thing that's you're going to love, businesses offering personal care service, salons, barbershops, nail places, whatever you want are going to be able to open. Some outdoor cinemas and meeting places, and there'll be some indoor religious services and stuff that'll open up even more.
Amazing.
But I just thought I'd let you know that we are so close to getting a haircut, except the problem is that, of course, when the hair salons do open,
they're gonna be slammed.
It's in October. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, I know, like, Jax, your girlfriend, Michelle, is a stylist, and she
is inundated.
Well, I'm sure she's inundated now with people like, hey, do you want to do this on the sly?
Yeah.
But beyond that, when it does actually open, she's going to be working 24/7.
Her books are going to be slammed. And I remember when she went back to work last summer, that she had to take like 2 weeks to just sit in there and book everybody because you have to go through all your booking systems, all your DMs, all your messages, and then also take care of the people who were booked before. Because it's like you want to take care of them first, right? Because they were already booked in and their services. It's absolutely wild. So shout out to all the stylists. I also just need to say, I can get a pedicure soon. Oh, my old sandpaper toes over here. I can't wait.
Sure. That's right. And I want to shout out all the people who somehow have maintained their perfect hair throughout the entire pandemic. Yeah.
What is your secret?
Everybody on TV, I have questions.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
I've had a mullet for 6 months.
I know.
But everybody on TV looks hot and perfect. That makes sense.
No, the mullet's working for you, but not for all of them.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to put yourself in this situation. You're dating someone you really, really like, but it's becoming more and more apparent to you that it might not be great for your health.
Are you in a what's happening?
No,
here?
No toxicity, no.
I didn't think so, but
no?
What do you mean your health?
We did have a text from the 647. I do believe TJ is a licensed medical practitioner.
Well,
with that being said, I'm going to once again bring up the fact that is it potentially your sweatiness? Because
it is not
you are
sweatiness.
A very sweaty boy.
No, it's not that. It's that Lawyer Bay is an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm joking.
That, don't say that.
She got her first dose. And she booked us both for our second, so I shouldn't say that. Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Problem is she's got a cat. And I'm really allergic to cats.
Are.
Really allergic to cats. Now, he is a very pretty cat.
What's his name?
Teddy.
Love it.
Cute.
And he's this, they call them rag dolls. So they're like,
oh yeah, they're so cute.
Floppy, big, white, poofy cats. Yeah. But they're like, he acts like my dog a little bit. Like, yeah. You know, you can pick him up or whatever. But the problem is that Teddy's hair is literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm going over there. Here's what I'm more worried about this than the actual health part of it, because I'm an asthmatic.
Yeah.
So I'm going over there and I bring my puffers. And then I'm like, just hang on. Before we kiss, I'm gonna
hang on, girl. Gotta get my puffer.
I gotta get my orange and my blue puffer out.
Yeah.
I dated a girl years ago, and she had two cats, and I'm really allergic to cats.
Okay.
And their hair, they're Himalayans. Their hair was everywhere. But they are somewhat hypoallergenic, right? So I didn't actually react too bad, but I would have just taken antihistamines. That's what you gotta do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, you just have to suck it up, take the pills.
Honestly, like, if they're much more attractive than you, especially, you just do what you gotta
do. What does that have to do
with it, somebody
TJ?
Is super hot, you do what you gotta do.
Well, no. I'm not saying, somebody just said the cat stays, Adam. Well, obviously the cat stays.
No. Give her an ultimatum.
Yeah.
It's the cat or me.
She's gonna pick the cat, okay?
Just take the antihistamines and figure it out. Now, with that, probably you become drowsy and weird all the time, but like,
it could make the show interesting.
Yeah, but if you fight it, it's awesome.
All right, well, okay. So, because I have been wondering about that, and like, you know, obviously, I have two dogs, so I'm not. It's not that bad, but it's bad enough that it's noticeable. So here, I wanted to ask this question: if you were in a relationship, or sorry, not in a relationship, and then you dated somebody, and they had something that either made you extremely uncomfortable, like I have a friend, and his girlfriend has a gigantic snake. I don't know what kind
I'm
of
sorry,
snake this is.
What?
Has a gigantic snake. She's into reptiles.
Yeah.
So she's got a two-story flat.
Yeah.
And in the basement, there is a snake at all times. And it's a big snake. And it feels, I don't know if you're allowed to have snakes that can kill you, but the snake looks big enough like it could.
Okay.
And he's like, when we move in together, the snake is coming too.
How much more attractive is she than him? My logic stands.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No,
I can't.
It has nothing to do with attractiveness. If you like somebody, you like
somebody. So tell me about this. The weirdest thing you accepted from a partner because you love them and you moved in together. So like, because you always have to accept something, right? Jax, you did two cats. It's crazy. Yes, TJ?
My girlfriend Val has accepted that every conversation about hockey, that it now means that she's involved in. So over time, I will tell her hockey facts like every single day. I'll be like, did you know that the Toronto Maple Leafs almost acquired this person in the trade, blah, blah, blah. And she just sits there and she's like, that's great. And she's had to learn to accept that about
me. Okay. That's not necessarily what we're meaning here. That's just you.
She's allergic to hockey.
Spitting out random facts.
Okay.
It's funny that you treat Val like you treat us.
It is funny. Yeah. I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern here.
Hit us up. We want to know. Hey, listen, you love them, so you accepted something about them that you wouldn't normally accept. Like, if you'd asked me a few months ago, I'd be like, nah, I never dated someone with a cat. Now I'm 100%.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the thing you accept about your partner that you never thought you would accept? So, for instance, Lawyer Bay has a cat, and I'm allergic to cats. But I really like Laura Bay, and the cat's really nice.
Nah, take some pills.
So yeah, you just kind of suck it up, baby.
Even pounding 7 Benadryl a day,
right. Yeah.
Just to get a smooch.
Yeah.
I doubt very much that TJ's girlfriend Val expected that she would become an expert in hockey, but now here she is because TJ, encyclopedia boy.
Oh yeah, she knows everything that there is to know.
Does she enjoy it?
Oh, not really. No. But she enjoys me.
We have a caller on the phone who says her boyfriend dumped his last girlfriend over the same thing he now accepts from her. Is that right?
Yes. And I think it's very shallow.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I'm gluten intolerant, and he told me that he broke up with someone he's accepted with me.
Because they were gluten intolerant?
Yeah, he broke up with somebody because she was gluten intolerant, and he like ghosted her straight up.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, and I developed the intolerance while we were dating.
Back to TJ's logic of attractiveness. How much more attractive are you than his ex-girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know what she looks like. I don't know.
I don't believe that for a second. You have Instagram.
Everybody knows what everybody's ex looks like now.
They always do.
Now, TJ, what do the text messages say?
I got a couple. One from the 647 from Sabrina. I dated a guy with a tarantula. I went there once. I'm terrified of small ones. Once he told me that he let it out to free roam and it shoots things, yikes. I doubt the tarantula has like a gun.
I don't want a pet that could shoot stuff at me.
No.
You know?
I also don't want a tarantula.
No, they're really cute though. They're fuzzy.
Are they?
Yeah, cute? They're quite soft.
Is that the word?
All right. From the 705, my partner is a hockey referee and he has gone every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I never would have thought I would date someone who I wouldn't spend weekends with, but here we are 6 years later.
Wow.
A hockey widow. Man.
You know, there are jobs like that, and I think, man, like, where do you get your time? Like, how do you get out on a date? It's like, you know what? It's Monday night. We're going to the cinema.
Yeah.
It's $2.
Tuesday afternoon, let's go.
Yeah. What do you do? All right.
Last one here from the 647. I'm extremely allergic to dogs, cats, and feathers. My boyfriend has accepted that we won't have a pet in his future or have any down pillows or bedding. Well, I haven't had to compromise near as much.
He loves you. That's what it's all about.
That's the thing.
And Adam, as you fall in love with your girlfriend, love using these words, you accept her. You take the Benadryl and you accept.
You accept.
Love. I think love is in the air.
Yes, Jax. Thank you.
So
are you trying to make me uncomfortable?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because this is nice.
It's nice.
It's nice. This is a good, nice feeling, Adam.
What?
Take your Benadryl and enjoy the ride, okay?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is spending $10 million to find residential burial sites in the province. In the press conference yesterday, Doug Ford, explained that the $10 million will be used to support the identification, investigation, protection, and commemoration of burial sites in the province. And it's going to be spent over the next 3 years. The investigation is going to work in collaboration with Indigenous leaders as well. This will ensure that the process respects the wishes of residential school survivors and their families.
Perfect.
A bidding war went down on a house plant because, well, we got nothing better to do. And this plant has just 9 leaves on it and sold for a record-breaking, and this is in U.S. dollars, $19,297 on a New Zealand auction site.
Are you kidding
me?
A spokesperson for the website said, houseplants have become the it item over the last couple years. We've seen prices creep up and up, and more Kiwis jump on this new trend.
Holy smokes.
So in New Zealand, they really love their houseplants.
No kidding.
I'm over here on Kijiji trying to buy houseplants for lesser prices, and like $19,000. Can you imagine?
Didn't you find a fake plant for like $800 on Kijiji yesterday?
No, there was this humongous tree, and I'm blanking on the tree name of it. Jesse, you have one at home, too.
What's the apple tree?
Birds of Paradise. There's a 20-foot Birds of Paradise on Kijiji right now for $800.
You should lowball them.
Let me tell you what I've been doing. Not much.
just click, is this available, and then never message
it's
them
two
again.
Floors.
Like
it's
everybody
two,
else
who
on
has
Messenger.
Room for that?
We're about to start a new segment I like to call, What's Vin Diesel Up To? Because there's two incredible pieces of Vin Diesel news that came out yesterday. Number one, he says the Fast and Furious franchise is ending. And number two, he might be in the next Avatar movie. So first things first, Vin Diesel confirmed that Fast and the Furious franchise will reach the finish line, see what they did there, in 2024 after the upcoming 10th and 11th installments. I mean, that's not a huge surprise. I had 11 movies. He said, every story deserves its own ending. I know people are going to feel like it doesn't have to end, but I think all good things should. And now the Avatar news. This one's a little bit weirder, but bear with me. Vin Diesel was asked about the rumors that he might pop up in one of James Cameron's many planned sequels for Avatar, to which he said, quote, I have spent time with him, but I have not filmed yet. Yet, he said. So he was pressed about it, and he said, I love James Cameron, and I love the series. I think it's safe to say we will be working together. Okay. By the way, it's worth noting that Vin Diesel is in 3 of the 10 highest-grossing movies of all time. He was in Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War as the voice of Groot, and also Furious 7. So Vin Diesel, doing good. I freaking love
that
guy.
he's a bizarre dude, but he's very, very successful. There's no question about that.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And if you are enjoying Stage 1, or we like to call it, Stage Fun, you're patio drinking with friends, you're doing some damage to your bank account, hit us up, throw up an Insta story, and just tag Virgin Radio Toronto about what you've been doing. Show us what you've been doing, and we want to hook you up with $200 to refill that bank account by the end of the show today. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, Shawn Mendes, and Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So my question to you is, how good are you at keeping a budget?
I'm pretty good.
Jax's laugh at the beginning is not a good sign
for
her.
What's on your computer screen right now?
I'm really good at saving money, but I'm really good at spending it. We literally just had a conversation before we came on the air because I'm wondering if I should spend $150 on a plant.
There you go.
What's the plant?
So it's birds of paradise. I've been looking for them, and they're hard to come by.
It's
Hear me out. Hear me out. They're huge.
They're huge.
And a man, a stranger from Brampton, is willing to deliver to me. Triple nine, double nine. If you know anything about birds of paradise plants.
And now, are we sure this is the real thing? Because there are fake birds of paradise plants out there, aren't there?
He said it was...
I think there are people like walking around selling those things for fake. I'm not kidding. It's actually
one of the biggest scams online right now. I heard of people selling fake birds of paradise.
I better not get bamboozled.
So let me... Before you buy this plant, I want you to listen to Rick Ross.
Okay.
Now, Rick Ross has got several hundred million dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not... The thing is that people are like, they make a bunch of money from music and then they just spend it all. And they don't. What people do now is they put it into a hedge fund and they make money on their money, right? So these guys just get crazy rich. So Rick Ross said, you know, when I became a young millionaire for the first time, I went to my mom because she always had been a registered nurse and worked 2 to 3 jobs at a time. She bought real estate. And he said she came from a place in the South where real estate was a lot cheaper. So she would just keep buying houses. And he said, Mom, what do I do with this money? And she said, I think you should just put your money in real estate. And so he has done that. But one thing he has purchased that I think you'll find surprising to save money, he bought a house from Evander Holyfield, 235 acres.
What?
Okay, that's
now,
quite a bit.
Boxers who are known for spending their cash, right?
Oh, yeah.
So people, he said he would walk on the front of his... of his estate, or he'd be walking to a restaurant or whatever, and the locals would say to him, hey, you know, Evander Holyfield spent $1 million a year cutting the grass. Again,
what?
235 acres.
Yeah, that's fair.
Lot of it's cleared, right? It's not trees. It's an acreage. He's going to have to cut it.
Yeah.
So Rick Ross, to save money, went to the John Deere dealership.
Incredible.
This is Rick freaking Ross. So I want you to imagine... You're in some small town.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross walks in,
and
you're the sales rep at John Deere, and you got to sell him a tractor.
Yeah.
And he goes, so what is the most efficient tractor you have to cut 200 acres of grass? And you, the John Deere sales rep, has to go, well, there's this one. So I guess that's what he did. And so he went down to John Deere to see the biggest tractor, and he wanted the most efficient one. He said, I told them I had 200 plus acres and I wanted to keep it cut, and they pointed out the right tractor. So I bought it right then and there, and then he said, I bought an extended attachment on the back so it would cut even wider. And once I got back home, filled it up with gas, so I guess they deliver it, fill it up with gas or whatever. He said, I sat in the same spot for 2 hours before I got the thing working. But once I got going, I didn't stop. I cut grass for about 5 hours.
Well, yeah.
It's probably really like meditative too, because he's probably just like able to think about business stuff and
Once you start cutting grass, it's hard to stop.
You like cutting grass?
No, my dad lives on a bit of property. I think around like an acre or two. He lives out in like the middle of nowhere. And he says it takes him 5 or 6 hours to just cut those two. And I actually think he does it on purpose.
Does he have a ride? He has a ride on and everything?
Yeah. He has a cup holder for it.
I could see you as an older man on his ride on.
Yeah.
My white New Balances.
You got several pairs of New Balances, and they're various colors of green from the staining.
Ignoring my kids.
But the, my uncle's got an acreage.
Why is that part of the scenario?
My uncle's got an acreage. He cuts the grass.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have said to him, you know, you could get a bigger lawn tractor or whatever. And he kind of gives you the look like, why don't you mind your business.
Yeah.
Rick Ross
says, I got a good thing going.
Connecting with the estate and the animals and the birds is therapeutic for him. Also, to save money, he doesn't fly first class. Rick Ross, with hundreds of millions of dollars, flies coach like the
rest
of us.
I like that. Like, I respect that.
Yeah, me too.
That means when you're flying, there's always a somewhat small chance that you're going to sit down in your chair and you're going to go, is that Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible.
Woke up in a new Bugatti. I actually coach class.
Yeah.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. It's producer Jesse on trial today. You can text your answers to tell him he's a bad person at 999-999. If you're a parent, you're going to be on my side. I can guarantee it. But go ahead, producer Jesse.
Well, 2 weeks ago, it was your daughter Everly's birthday, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her a gift because I'm a great friend and I really care about your little two-year-old. So I got her this gift, and then you came in a couple days later after she had opened it, and you told me that I am a terrible person for getting your daughter a present, and now I sit here confused as to how giving a two-year-old a gift could be a bad thing.
You yelled at him, I recall.
I don't believe I yelled
he
at him.
Did.
No, no, you dressed him down in front of all of us.
I cried passionate in my plea, which I have made this plea many times before, okay? Now, I sound like a terrible guy the way Jesse phrased that, but let me hit you with the other side of it.
Oh, the lie.
Producer Jesse buys the loudest toy on the shelf and gives it to my daughter.
No.
Now, give me an idea. Give me an idea. For Christmas, he gave her not one, but two teddy bears, okay?
Yeah.
Both teddy bears make noises. One of them sings, one of them yells, I love you, both at an uncomfortably high volume.
Excellent.
They are learning bears. Yeah. They speak so she can learn how to speak better.
Does she say, I love you?
She does. She says,
you thank Jesse.
It's a little muddled, but yeah. Well, no, and the thing is that she doesn't even allow it to get to I love you. So you know those bears where you press the button and it repeats
love,
it?
I love,
like for like a two-hour drive. There's one of those bears, thankfully, I think has disappeared to her mother's, which is good.
It sounds like you have a really hard life, hey?
Because the other bear I keep on a shelf that she can't reach. But she knows it's there, and I know it's there, and I do have to give it to her because she'll stand at the shelf and go give me that bear.
And what was wrong with the next toy I got her?
Well, you got her a tea set where every single thing in the tea set makes noise.
It teaches you the words of the tea party.
Yeah.
It has a little tea party, and then you learn, like, oh, this is tea, and
the
this is
cup. The pot talks.
And this is pot.
The saucers talk.
Yeah, they need to.
The coffee cups talk. The sugar bowl talk.
Okay.
So why does it talk?
When I go to the toy store to buy your daughter presents, which I do all the time, I go to this section where the toys are learning toys. They're specifically educational toys. And they always teach you how to speak. So I'm sorry for trying to educate your daughter.
Okay.
So this is a roundtable discussion of am I a bad person? So
yes.
TJ and I get to vote, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think not a bad person.
Okay.
Thank you.
What I'm hearing here is that Adam hates learning and fun.
Oh, yeah. My
and
God.
And children happiness. Yep. Don't forget about that.
I heard that. He doesn't want Everly to laugh. That's what
I heard. That's what I heard,
yeah.
too. I'm going to say not a bad person.
Thank
and
you.
Here's a sincere answer as to why. Jesse's role in Everly's life is the uncle.
Yeah.
Yes, he is Uncle Jesse.
I am an uncle to four wonderful nieces and nephews. Jax, you are also a aunt. I almost called you an uncle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have
your
two
role
nephews,
as an aunt or an uncle
is
to absolutely torment the parents of those kids.
And he's doing this on purpose.
Then Jesse
you know
is not a bad person. He's following his role.
So and I have no siblings, and Jesse and I have been best friends for like 8 years. So, like it's not
you should be thinking.
Everly's learning, Adam.
Okay, so here's the question. Okay, all right. Now, this sounds terrible. But if you have a kid, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So I need you to come out and call Jesse out for this. Everybody else is going to say he's a good person. So I need at least need to have a fighting chance here.
Great person.
How many times can I hear I love you from that stupid bear anyway?
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
The story, producer Jesse, before we get to the comments.
I keep buying your daughter gifts for Christmas and for her birthday, and I always go to the educational part of the toy store, and those toys, they speak. And you, apparently Adam Wilde, are upset at this because the toys are too noisy for your household, apparently.
It's not that it's too noisy for the household. It's just that if you have, I don't know if you've ever seen the South Park where Cartman buys all the Amazon Alexas and then all the Google Homes and has them talk to each other. That's what Everly's room is like. It's just teddy bear after teddy bear is saying, I love you. These are my feet. Point out my eyes. Like it's and then he goes and buys her a tea set where literally every piece of the tea set, the spoons, the saucers, the tea
it's
cups.
Teaching her about objects.
They
all
on her third
talk.
Birthday when she's making you tea.
You'll
be complaining then.
I just don't understand why you don't like fun.
Okay.
And learning.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Okay. After a day of talking to you, guys, okay, and then having a podcast and whatever, sometimes man needs a little bit of quiet, okay?
Me. Sometimes children need education.
Oh. All right, what did the text say?
Don't worry, Adam, you got some supporters from the 905. Bad person. I have a friend who does the same thing for my 2 and 5 year old. Toys which make noise only. I don't even know what to say because it makes the kids happy, but me, all I want to do is cry. That's from Ron.
It's the end of the day, you're like making dinner, and it's like, yeah. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that teddy bear's in the background, it's like torture.
No love in this house.
From the 905, not a bad person. It's not like he bought her a drum set,
yeah.
LOL.
Yeah,
he bought her a bear that says, I love you.
Jesse's just trying to be nice.
Hasn't bought her a drum set yet.
True, that's fair.
Coming, yeah.
Don't put it past him.
From the 437, this is from Tanya. Adam is 100% right. Uncles and aunts can take the kids to their homes and try learning toys for a day and check it out.
So make Jesse babysit.
Jesse would love that.
Maybe.
wait.
If my girlfriend was there to help, if it's just me, on my own, I might struggle.
Did you know? Your dog waffles?
Yeah, I feel like your girlfriend Gabby would be all over that.
Oh, she'd be great with
that. That she loves kids.
And then I'll do the fun stuff, like play with the interactive toys.
Last one here from the 416. I deliberately buy noisy gifts for all my friends' children for my own personal enjoyment.
Uh-huh.
My nephew, as a child, got a fire truck with 6 different sounds that my brother tried to take apart inside of 2 weeks. My friends would do the same to me if I had kids. That's how we roll. Embrace it, Adam.
See? I had a T-Rex growing up that made noise. It was like a Jurassic Park T-Rex, and you squeezed its back, and it would open its mouth and make the noise. And I'm pretty sure my mom broke it on purpose.
Oops.
Yeah, it was like, I came home one day and it just didn't work anymore. Yeah. She's like, oh, we tried to fix it. I don't know what happened.
So are you saying you're going to break all Everly's toys?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I would like to reduce the... Anyway, we're going to get to the results after Peaches. Text us. Is he a bad person?
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Is producer Jesse a bad person? Because why, Jesse?
You think...
Oh, I gotta turn your mic on.
There we go. You think I'm a bad person because I keep buying your daughter toys. And apparently the toys are too noisy.
He only buys noisy toys. Dan, do you think Jesse's a bad person?
Not at all. But you know what? I have an idea for Jesse. He can do what I did. I bought my niece a 2 million bead bead set.
Oh, my God, Dan!
I don't make any noise, except when my sister-in-law had to vacuum them up.
Oh, my God, Dan.
My brother has banned Play-Doh in his house for the same reason. So anytime I ask him if I could buy them Play-Doh, he goes, no, that's contraband. It's like crossing a border to get through his threshold.
So much worse to make your life miserable.
Hey, Adam, do you want beads all over the floor?
No!
The Roomba's going to work overtime.
I like this. Giving him ideas.
Dan, what have you done? And thank you, Dan, but I honestly.
He's a genius.
Okay, text messages before we get to the results.
From the 647, I'm with Adam. Producer Jesse is a D-bag.
Whoa.
Nobody's D-bags here.
Let's hear her out.
No.
I have 4 kids, and I'm not afraid to admit that I make noisy toys disappear.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the noisy gift giver has a kid, payback's a B because I buy drum kits. You guys rock, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy. By the way, I'm not having another kid, but I know producer Jesse might one day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, baby.
You can buy really loud dog toys for his puppy.
There you go. Oh, that's a good idea.
A little squeakers.
Last one from the 647. Not a bad person at all. I have monthly cleanups when she goes to bed. I throw away all the annoying toys and pretend they're lost.
Wow.
So you can just manipulate your child.
I would feel extremely guilty about that, especially if she's looking for it and she's old enough now she'd remember that it's missing, right? So.
A sweet little face.
Who's reading the results? Damn. Who's got the results?
Oh, I'm not a bad person.
Do we have the percentages?
100%.
No.
63% of people say not a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can just round up to 100.
And the other side are parents. Thank you very much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What we have here is a Google Smart Home Mini with your name on it. And all you need to do is win trivia. And by winning trivia, you don't even have to play. You just have to pick which one of us bozos will win. Now, is it Jax? Is it TJ? Is it me, Adam Wilde? Before you make your selection, producer Jesse, one more time, what game are we playing?
Yesterday, there were rumors that Taylor Swift is going to re-record 1989. This follows her re-recording Fearless, her second album. So today we're going to play, is it Scooter's version or Taylor's version? Is it the OG one, Scooter's, or the re-recorded Taylor's? So you're just going to hear a song, you got to tell me which one it is. TJ, as the resident Swiftie, you're up first.
All right.
Here is your song. This is the title track, Fearless.
You're just so cool, run your hands through your hair, absentmindedly making me want you.
Taylor's version.
That is Scooter's version.
Oh. This is how hard it is. You just don't know.
Yeah. The thing is, what I love about Taylor Swift and this sort of a boss move is she's making it as close to the original recording as possible. So fans aren't like, oh, I can hear the difference.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Adam, you're up next.
Oh, God.
This is 15.
Oh, this is a sweet song. It's your freshman year and you're gonna
be here for the next 4 years in this town. Which one is it?
Hoping one of those senior Her voice boys sounds more mature.
Does.
I'm gonna say it's Taylor's version.
You would be correct.
Yeah. It just has that little bit more maturity.
Because I used to play this song on this station when I was doing evenings.
Yeah, I was probably 15 at the time.
Yeah, you probably were. Yeah. And she was like, she sounded young when she was saying it.
So. Just take the win.
I'm just saying.
It's true. When Adam gets a question right, he's like, all right.
I
want
to explain
time.
My reasoning.
Here's my speech.
Also, thank you, Jesus.
It was 12 years ago on a dark night.
Jack, you're up next. This is You Belong With Me. Which version is this? I'm in my room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never. Which version? Story
like I.
Was that just a guess, right?
It is Taylor's version.
Yes! It sounds like slightly off, but like so hard to tell. When you wake up and find
the what you're looking for has been here. I just want to hear the chorus. Boy, that's pretty close.
Oh yeah.
You'd have no idea. I have a question.
Yeah.
We have maybe this isn't something we discussed on the air. But
bring it up anyway.
No, I'm bringing it up.
Let's do that.
So, okay, we play Taylor Swift. And if we play an older Taylor Swift song, are we switching to Taylor's version now?
I think we would.
How does that work?
I think we would. Like, morally, it's the right thing to do, right?
I don't know. I'm like, what do we do?
I don't, because... I guess we play for... Yeah.
I don't know.
Spins?
You know what I think? I think TJ's up next.
All right.
TJ, this is White House from Fearless. So many dreams about
you and me. Happy endings. Scooter's version.
It is Scooter's version. This is the OG.
How did you know?
You love Taylor Swift.
I do.
This is why I want to know.
Now that you hear the comparison between the two versions, you can definitely hear, I don't want to call it the immaturity in their voice, but you can hear more of the matureness in their voice on the Taylor version.
As you get older, your voice gets deeper and thicker.
Yeah,
right?
Unlike me. Mine has not changed since I was 8.
It's getting thinner and rawer.
Hey, do you guys know I have a weird voice? Yeah, it's never been pointed out ever on our text line.
Adam, you're up next.
Okay.
This is a Love Story.
That's Scooter's version.
That is the OG Love Story. Well done. Mm-hmm.
16-second intro on that song, by the way.
A lot of runway there, huh?
Yeah.
Here comes the speed.
Turn this up.
Yeah, all right.
We're not.
All right. Jax, here comes the speech. You guys are mean.
Jax, you need this to stay in the game, else Adam wins, okay?
I don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
This is Today Was a Fairy Tale. Which version is it?
Today was a fairy tale. You were the prince. I used to be a damsel in distress. You took me by the hand and you picked me up at 6. Today was a fairy tale.
This is Taylor's version.
It is Taylor's version.
Yeah. Well done, Jax.
Well
it did
done.
Sound like older Taylor.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that you agree.
Yeah. Where's your speech, Jax?
What's that? The first time that I ever heard this song. Yeah. No. The reason I know that this song is not the other song is...
So for the tiebreaker, we're going to play the Instagram guessing game. How many followers does Taylor Swift have on Instagram?
No.
Adam and Jax, how many? Oh, closest to, you can go over.
Okay, do you want me to go first? 200 million.
Jax?
162 million.
163 million.
I was going to say 80, and then you went with 2, and I was like, that's way low. Don't look at my computer screen. I'm not.
Why are you so scared?
Jax the only person that's cheated on this show is you.
Listen. Jax wins.
I lost.
Fair and square. Yeah. If you pick Jax, we're picking you if you pick up. So you got to pick up the unknown number that's about to call you to give you that Google Smart Home Mini. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Bummer loss.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.